The R Word, a podcast series challenging the misconceptions about retirement living. Shane Jacobson is out to prove that the R Word is just that, a word. The R Word. Subscribe now in iTunes.
Pauline Hanson, Senator Pauline Hanson. Good morning.
Good morning, Ray. Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm getting over last week at Canberra, actually, the last 2 weeks. It was actually so tiring, terrible.
Now, in your time in politics, was that one of the more fascinating periods in terms of what was going on in the Senate?
Yes. Yeah, the last couple of weeks, it was full on with all the legislation that was actually going through. Bit of a, horse trading, everything that was happening. But I'm pleased. I'm pleased that the government got through these bills. I think they needed to go through. It was very important.
Well, it was a bit bizarre. I spoke to the Treasury yesterday about it. When Mr. Cullett and your man pulled the pin and Senator Hinch pulled the pin, it looked like it was gone. All of a sudden, out of the blue come the Greens.
I know. I can't believe it. I could not believe it. Here Hinch votes for 19% in the beginning. Yeah. Then on the Sunday night, I spoke to Scott Morrison. No way in the wide world. He wasn't moving 17%. Then I had a good talk with the Prime Minister. Yeah. And I said, you have to move this. You have to shift it down 15. The next morning, Scott gives me a call. Okay, 15%. Great. You got my support. Mm. And Rod Carleton, he just does a complete spin, turnaround. And then Hinch drops down to 15, 13%. They're all over the bloody place. Angry. They wouldn't have a clue what the hell they're doing.
Now, what do you do with a bloke like Cullerton? He's already before the High Court to see whether he should be a senator or not a senator. And then it's open to conjecture whether you can then appoint a One Nation senator from Western Australia to replace him. But, I mean, is it hard to reason with someone who goes, rogue?
He's not a team player at all. We can't work with him. You can't reason with him. Mm. And honestly, I think a whole lot's gone to his head. He loves the limelight. He loves the publicity. And he's not really listening to the advice. He's come on the scene. He was not interested in politics when I approached him earlier this year. He's got a great idea about the Royal Commission in banking, which I will pursue. And actually, the Prime Minister has given One Nation the ability to go forward with a Senate inquiry into it under our terms of reference. Now, we have that. And the whole fact is that, he's now out there saying, I don't want a Royal Commission. That's absolutely rubbish. It needs to be cleaned up. The whole thing with the banking sector has to be cleaned up. Mm. But, Ray, I've been in this for 20 years, okay, for a new kid on the
board. I know, I've been talking to you for 20 years, Pauline.
Telling me what to do, it's just absolutely ridiculous. You can't give him advice. He runs his own race. That's not teamwork.
Would it be better if the High Court said that he shouldn't have been elected and you can then, as the One Nation Party, replace him with someone that perhaps would be more conforming with One Nation policies?
Well, look, it's going to actually go back to, if the High Court comes to the decision that he's not entitled to stand in that seat, it will go back to a recount.
All right.
In the recount, we will win the seat. In the recount, I could end up with his brother-in-law. I'm yet to meet his brother-in-law. But Rod has indicated he wants to work with his brother-in-law, so we're on the same merry-go-round.
So you don't get him and you get his brother-in-law.
Listen, I'll deal with this, okay? I've dealt with tougher things than Rod Cullerton's in this world.
All right. Now, the reason I wanted to talk to you, apart from all that, is I read with interest that Dick wants to help you, Dick Smith, but then I get down to the bottom of the story by Shari Markson, and I thought, this is good. Pauline can attack Western Sydney in the next federal election, and she'll need plenty of money, but he's going to give you advice, but he's not going to give you any cash, which is, when you've got a millionaire back, you hope that he'd tip in some money to help you secure a seat or two.
Well, look, no, we haven't discussed money at all, and I'll deal with that at the time. I'm not, that's not the whole thing. You know what's important about this story is Dick Smith, who's highly regarded by many Australians, well respected, that a high profile person such as Dick Smith has come out to support me. Mm. And there are other high profile, and he said his mates are supporting me. Ray, a lot of people, you've met me, I haven't got two heads or anything like that.
You're a bit unusual, but so am I.
Oh, yeah, okay, I'll agree with that. The whole fact is that I'm prepared to say these things out in the open, what I see as a problem in Australia, whereas too many others are so gutless behind closed doors, behind, their in their chambers and all the rest of it, will agree with me but won't come out and say it. We are not going to deal with the problems of this country unless we actually say, hey, this is it. The guy hasn't got clothes on or has got clothes on. You know, you've got to actually come out and say it. And I think with people like Dick Smith and others, high-profile people, if they come out and say it and support me, we can then move ahead and hopefully pull this country together.
Now, obviously you would have been bolstered by the victory of Donald Trump in that he came out of the blue and they say that he was appealing to, yes, the rank and file. In Europe recently, there have been moves where we've seen the Italian Prime Minister yesterday resign because he couldn't get constitutional changes through. And there appears to be, from a distance, a worldwide phenomenon where there's a move against traditional politics.
It's a revolution. People around the world are fed up with the major political parties because the direction that they have had us headed. And people are saying, hey, we don't want this. We want in our lives... We want our sovereignty. We want our nationalism, who we are as a nation. We are individuals. We want peace in our life. We don't want people coming in telling us what to do, how to live our lives, and becoming such a nanny state. People want stability as well. Can we, you know, people don't want a whole lot, all right? Basically, they want their own home. They want to be able to feed their family, and they want to live their life in peace and harmony. And they feel they're not getting that.
Now, when you start talking about, you know, going into the seat, say, Lindsay, which is, you know, change from Labor to Liberal back to Labor, you need to get quality candidates. So how do you know you're not going to get another Mr. Cullerton in the lower house by, you know, going out and seeking people to stand for you in lower house seats at the next federal election, not just in Western Sydney, but other places, in Brisbane, you know, in rural Queensland? How do you know you're not going to get people that will, you know, get there and then go off on a tangent?
True. I don't disagree with you there. Mm. But then again, are you telling me that the major political parties haven't had their issues with their candidates?
Oh, no.
Some that end up in prison?
No, so, I'm not saying you're immune from that. I'm just worried about what sort of test you'll put to people to join One Nation and be your representative in the lower house if they win seats.
Yeah, well, we've actually got a questionnaire that we actually put out to tick off the boxes to put in a police check, federal and state police checks on them, that, you know, we actually do go through the screening. There's quite a few candidates that put their hands up, and I've said no. And unless I feel that they are a good candidate, I'm not going to put them up. I thought Rudd Colleton was that man, but apparently he's not a team player, and that's what it comes down. He would make a very good senator if he can only take direction. But you know what I think it is? He doesn't like being, you know, I don't think he likes my authority, put it that way.
Well, you're saying he doesn't like a woman's authority or Pauline Hanson's authority. Which one is it?
Probably my authority. I start talking to him and then, you know, laying down some ground rules. And he says, stop, don't go any further, otherwise I'm out of here. And I thought, you can't have a decent conversation with someone telling you stop because they don't want to hear these things. Mm. And, you know, and he's of the opinion he won the seat on his name. So this is...
Well, I don't think it was Rod Cullerton's One Nation that won the seat. I think it might have been Pauline Hanson's One Nation.
But anyway, look, I wish he would just rein himself in and actually become a team player as the other two senators. Look, Senator Roberts and Senator Burston, fantastic guys. We are really moving ahead as a great team, but it's not only me. They find it very hard to actually work with him as well. But, yes, it is going to be hard for me. You know, I'm trying to get quality, good quality candidates, but people that are there for the right reasons. This is not a job that you're going to sit on the benches and just see your time out and take your wage and the lurks and perks that goes with it. They will be working extremely hard to achieve what we want to for the people.
Okay, one final thing, a weather report for our 4BC listeners. I mentioned that storm as I came to talk to you. Have you copped the hammering this morning where you are in Queensland?
Well, it was about 3:30 I woke up. And it was raining. I went back to sleep. I'm still so tired by we copped it on Saturday night here. Lost power for about 20 hours. It's still quite dry out here. Come back to it. It's still quite dry. But this time of the year, early storms, but it's expected.
All right. Yeah. Nice to talk to you. Have a Merry Christmas, a prosperous New Year. Yeah. We'll talk to you in 2017.
Well, look,
are you going to Tamworth this year, by the way?
Merry Christmas.
Are you going to Tamworth?
I don't think I'll be able to get up there. Everyone's asked me, am I going to Tamworth?
You were very popular when I was up there in Tamworth.
Oh, the support was just amazing when I went to, yeah, I know.
All right.
Get up there, Ray.
All right, anyway, then.
Everyone, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Thank you, Senator. Bye-bye. Pauline Hanson in Queensland at the moment. 131873 is our online number.
The R Word, a podcast series challenging the misconceptions about retirement living. Shane Jacobson is out to prove that the R Word is just that, a word. The R Word. Subscribe now in iTunes.